All right, the most like Mem Ches on day's last three lines. Tanya. Where's that Siri you had here before? Okay, so the Gemara is like this. The Brisa says the following. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava, the Birkas HaAretz. So now, again, the Gemara is going to go through some of the specific requirements of Birkas HaMazon. So Rabbi Eliezer says that if you didn't say Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava, if you didn't make mention of the fact that the land is precious and good and expansive, in the bracha of extolling Eretz Yisrael, which is No Delecha, Umalchus Beis David Beboni Yerushalayim, where you didn't mention the Davidic kingdom in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yatsi Yedei Chavasa, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Nachum Azokin Omer, Nachum Azokin says, Tzorach Sheyizkar Ba Bris, that in the bracha for Eretz Yisrael, you have to make mention of Bris Mila. Of Bris Mila, and again, what's also nice is, of course, we know, we see Avrischa Shechasamta B'Sarein, and we see all this stuff in mentioning. It's fascinating to see where it comes from. So you have to mention Bris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzorach Sheyizkar Ba Torah. Rabbi Yossi says you have to mention Torah. Plimo Omer, Plimo says, Tzorach Sheyaktim Bris L'Torah. That Plimo actually merges the two opinions, and he says you have to mention both Bris Mila as well as Torah, but you have to mention Bris Mila before Torah. Why? Shezu nitna b'shalosh brisos, because Torah was given in three covenants. Now Rashi points out over here, what does that mean, three covenants? So Rashi essentially says, if you look at last Rashi, then that Torah nitna b'shalosh brisos, b'shlosha mikomos nitna Torah liYisrael. B'sinai, uba ohamoid, uba hagrizim barvas moav. So interestingly enough, he writes over here, Torah was given in three different places. Torah was given at Visit Har Sinai. Oel Moed refers to Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu reviews the entire Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu reviews the entire Torah, and of course then, once they enter into Eretz Yisrael, Har Grizim and Har Eval. So Torah is given in three different covenants, Vizu, top of Memtes, Vizu Nitna B'Yud Gimel Brisos, and Bris Mila is actually given in 13 covenants. Now what does that mean, 13 covenants? That Rashi points out in the Parsha of Mila, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Mila, the word Bris is mentioned 13 times. So because there are 13 covenants for Bris Mila, 3 covenants for Torah, Bris Mila says Plimo comes before Torah. Top line, then Tassel Medala, 49a. Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Amna says, Tzarek Sheya Omer Ba Hodah Tchila Vasof. So Rabbi Abba says, you have to say Hodah, beginning and end of the bracha. And Rashi points out over here, the way we accomplish that is, we say, No de Hashem Elokeinu, V'al Kulam Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. So you have to mention some type of thanksgiving in the beginning and the end of the bracha. This is all speaking about Birkas Haaretz, second bracha and benching. V'hapoches lo yifchos me'alif. So, but and even if you're not going to do two, you have to do at least one. V'chalapoches me'alif. And whoever goes ahead and does less than one praise, this is considered to be a maguna. Maguna means something disgusting. The chalachosim manchil aratzos bebirkas haaretz umoshia es yisrael bebonei yushaim harei zebur. All right, now the Gemara has some strong words. And whoever goes ahead and ends off the bracha of no delecha, which is the no delecha on the alakol, which is the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, whoever ends off that bracha with the suffix Moshia Esis, Manchila Ratzos. So if you end off the bracha of Eretz Yisrael with the words Manchila Ratzos, that God is the one who goes ahead and literally allows us to inherit lands, or you go ahead and you finish off the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim with the words Moshia Esisrael, Savior of the Jewish people, Hare Zebur, this person is ignorant. What's the pshat over here? The idea is that you're not really giving proper shevach. Because first of all, the phrase manchila ratzos, that God is one who gives land, so remember, that could be referring to who? That could be referring to the nations of the world as well. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every nation lands. It's not uniquely Eretz Yisrael, not uniquely Jewish. And also, whoever goes in Moshia es Yisrael, so even though Savior of the Jewish people, that's not really a suffix that reflects the essence of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, of rebuilding Jerusalem. V'chol she'eino omer bris v'torah bebirkas haaretz, and whoever does not mention bris, which is bris mila, Torah is Torah, but Berkas HaRatz in the blessing of the land, which second bracha Berkas HaMazon, Umachus Beisal Gmar Yerushalayim, or Davidic kingdom in Bona Yerushalayim, Lo Yatzei Yedei Chavaso. He has not fulfilled his obligation. Says the Gemara, Misayeya Le Rabbi Eloi. Do Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Bar Kol Shalo Amar Bris, the Torah, Berkas HaRatz, whoever has not made mention of Bris Mila or Torah, in Berkas HaAretz, in the bracha concerning the land of Eretz Yisrael, Umalchus Beis David Bebonei Yerushalayim, or the Davidic kingdom in the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yatzei Yedei Chavasa. Fine. Pligi, so far, now we understand also where all the various elements, sometimes we look at the brachos of Berkas HaMazon, and we wonder to ourselves why all of these things are mixed in together. I actually meant that, I apologize, if you want, if it's easier, you can take a sitter, and you could, if you have difficulty following along with the brachos talking about, say page 184 in the article Siddur's Berkas HaMazon, so you could see again. I should have done this in the beginning, but just to reorient you with the structure, the first bracha is what we call Berkas HaZan, the bracha that ends HaZan as HaKol, which is the bracha that essentially thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us food. Bracha number two is Berkas HaAretz. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the land. That's comprised of the paragraphs of No Devacha and V'Al HaKol. That's a two paragraph bracha. And it ends with Ala Aretz Yala Mazon. And Rachim, which is the third bracha, is all about Binyan Yerushalayim, all about rebuilding Jerusalem. Okay, so now the Gemara just told us all the various elements that are necessary in each and every one of these brachos. Now the Gemara goes on to the fourth bracha. Now, remember again, already from yesterday's daf, we had a machlokas about the nature of this fourth bracha. Is this bracha d'Rabbanan, or is this bracha d'Oraisa? So the Gemara says, Pligi ba Abba Yossi ben Dostoi v'Rabbanan. So Abba Yossi ben Dostoi v'Rabbanan argue, Chad Amar hatova hametiv tzricha malchus, v'chad Amar eina tzricha malchus. So we'll say, here's the question. Fourth bracha of Birkas HaMazon begins with a bracha. Begins with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, right? This is the bracha of hatova hametiv. Right? Takel Avinu, Malkeinu, Adirinu, Borinu. So here's the shayla. Do you need in there Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Right, specifically Melech HaOlam. Right? Do you need in there a mention of God's Malchus? Or, remember, the other brachos do not have that. Right? You are at least, well, I shouldn't say the other brachos. But we say, Baruch HaTo Hashem, HaZon HaSakol. We don't mention any Malchus. There's no mention of God's kingship. So the question is, does the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv require Malchus or not? So the Gemara says like this, Chad Amar HaTov HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus. One says HaTov HaMeitiv requires a mentioning of God's Malchus. The Chad Amar ain't Tzricha Malchus. One says it doesn't need it. So much, what's the Machlokes? Man do Amar Tzricha Malchus, Kasavar D'Rabbanan. Uman do Amar ain't Tzricha Malchus, Kasavar D'Oraisa. So what's this? Very interesting. So the man do Amar who holds that it requires Malchus, holds that it's a Bracha D'Rabbanan. If it's a Bracha D'Rabbanan, Rabbo said, then what? We have a form for brachos. Remember, we spoke about this earlier, that brachos require shame, name of God, and malchus, a mention of God's monarchical identity, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So therefore, if you hold it as a Derabanan, then it requires Elokeinu, right, or Melech HaOlam, excuse me. And if you hold it as Da'oraisa, then what? So what does that mean? If you hold it as Da'oraisa, why doesn't it require Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? So why doesn't it require Melech HaOlam? So Rashi points out, because it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. Because ultimately it's a bracha that follows on the heels of another bracha, and any bracha that follows on the heels of another bracha does not require malchus. So the Gemara says the following: Tana Rabbanan, Mahu Chosim Bebinyan Yerushalayim. What is? Just ask the place one second. That's 185. Thank you. Good. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Mal chosim abinyan Yerushalayim." So, what's the suffix? What's the phrase with which you end off the bracha bonei Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moshia Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, "What was I say again? Remember, now we're talking about the third bracha, the bracha that begins Rachim." So the Gemara is trying to figure out, this is a bracha that speaks about rebuilding of Jerusalem. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, what is the proper concluding phrase for this bracha? So, Baruch Atah Hashem, what should we end? Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Moshia Yisrael, Savior of the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, Moshia Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim lo. Is that to say we ended up with Moshiach Yisrael and not Bonei Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, no. Ela'ima af Moshiach Yisrael. In other words, Rabbi Yossi comes along to say is what? You actually have a double ending. Baruch Ato Hashem, I don't know what order he would say, but let's assume for a moment, Moshiach Yisrael u'bonei Yerushalayim. Now remember, where do you get off doing this? So remember how the paragraph begins. It's appreciation and benching. Rachim Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael amecha v'al Yerushalayim irecha. The bracha begins with asking for divine compassion for the Jewish people and for Yerushalayim. So therefore, again, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that the concluding bracha should mirror the opening phrase. Just like the opening phrase asks for compassion on the Jewish people and Jerusalem, so too the concluding bracha should mention Yerushalayim and the Jewish people. Rabba Barav Huna ikla lebei Reish Galusa. So Rabba Barav Huna went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Pasach bechada, v'siyem betarti. It's interestingly enough, this is what you have to appreciate another thing. There was a point in time, and that's what a lot of these stories reflect, before benching was codified as we have it today, that there was like the Wild West of benching. You know, you had people doing their own thing. You had different practices. So here you have Rabba Zatas Reish Galusa, and he begins the bracha of Rachim with only one of these things. Right? So the Gemara doesn't say which one. What does that mean, one of these things? Meaning he said, Rachim no Hashem, okay, no, Al Yisrael, Mech, Ba'ish, Lam, Racha, but he either mentioned Yisrael or Yerushalayim. He didn't mention both. The Siyem, the Tarti. But yet, when he concluded the bracha, how did he conclude it? Baruch Ato Hashem, Moshiach Yisrael, Ubone Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Chista, Gevurta, Lemechtam, Betarti. Do you think it's a display of strength to go ahead and end with two themes, right? Meaning you think you get a shkoyach for ending with two themes. V'atan your Rebbe Omer ein chosmin b'shtayim. I but Rebbe said we do not conclude a bracha with two different ideas. So the Gemara says gufa. So Rebbe Omer ein chosmin b'shtayim. So we'll say again under normal circumstances what Rebbe says. Rashi points out over here in Chosin B'Shtayim, Shedomen la'osin mitzos chavilos. Right. The idea is that it's not appropriate to end the bracha with two different themes. Why? Because it looks like you're trying to like shtup everything in there and get it all in at once, and it's not bakabadik to the bracha. So you only end with one theme. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? Esvei Levi l'Rebbe, but Levi eschashnan Rebbe, ala aretz v'ala mazon. What do you do with the fact that, right, the bracha achas mein shalosh, right, ala aretz v'ala mazon, we say ala aretz v'ala michya. But the original formulation was Al-Aretz V'Al-Mazon, okay? So that's not a double theme, the Gemara says. Why? Eretz, the Mithka Mazon. Because ultimately, it's the land that brings forth the food. Al-Aretz V'Al-Peros, right? What about, again, the Bracha Achrona for fruit, right? Shiva Saminim. We say on the land and on the fruit. That's also not a double theme. Why? Eretz, the Mithka Peros. Because it's the land that brings forth the fruit. Mikhadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Isn't that a double theme as well? God is the one who sanctifies the Jewish people and the appointed times, Yom Tovim. No, it's not a double theme. Yisrael dekadshinu lizmanim. Right? Yisrael dekadshinu lizmanim. God sanctifies the Jewish people, who in turn sanctify the Yom Tovim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim. Is that not a double theme as well? God sanctifies the Jewish people and Rosh Chodesh. No. Yisrael dekadshinu l'Roshei Chadashim. God sanctifies the Jewish people, and the Jewish people in turn sanctify Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh HaShabbos. What do you do with the bracha of God who sanctifies Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the appointed times? That's the suffix for Kiddush on Shabbos Yom Tov. Right? So the Gemara says, oh, you know, you got me on that one. Chutz Mizu. That's the exception. Fine. That's the one where maybe you will have a double theme. So the Gemara says, one second, you can't do that. Right? You can't go ahead and say, we never do a double themed concluding phrase for a bracha, except when we do. Right, you can't do that. So the Gemara says, "Umay shnaacha." So the Gemara says, "Well, because remember, if you're going to say you could do a double themed idea over here, then let who was it? Then let Rabba do his double themed conclusion of Bonei Yerushalayim also." So the Gemara says, "Umay, so why is that we can get away with Mekadesh Hashabbos Yisrael VaHazmanim?" So the Gemara says, "Hacha chadahi hasam tarti kol chada v'chada ba'ampe nafsha." So the Gemara says, "Here's the difference." That in Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael B'Hazmanim, one could still say, in reality, it's one theme. What's the one theme? It's talking about God's ability to infuse Kiddusha. So that's the common denominator. God infuses Kiddusha into Klal Yisrael, He infuses Kiddusha into Shabbos, He infuses Kiddusha into Yom Tov. So at the end of the day, it all comes back to one basic thematic idea of God's ability to infuse holiness. Even though there are three different applications or manifestations of it, it's still considered one theme. As opposed to Bonei Yerushalayim u'Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Yisrael, Bonei Yerushalayim, those are two different, those are two independent, almost unrelated themes. So the Gemara says, V'tayim ama ein chosim b'shtayim. And just in general, why don't we end up with two thematic ideas? L'fishin osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because says the Gemara, we do not want to do mitzvos in a way that appears that they are a burden. Chavilos chavilos means burdens upon burdens. Okay. May havialo. So what's the bottom line? How do we conclude the bracha of Rachim? Amar Rav Sheshes, Pasach b'Rachim, Pasach b'Rachim alam cho Yisrael, Chosim b'Moshe Yisrael, Pasach b'Rachim al Yerushalayim, Chosim b'Bone Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, everything depends on how you open the paragraph. However you open it, is where you're going to close it. If you open it with asking for compassion on the Jewish people, you'll end it Moshe Yisrael. If you begin it with have compassion on Yerushalayim, you'll end it with Bonei Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Pasach B'Rachim Al Yisrael Chosim B'Bonei Yerushalayim. Shabbos Haloch L'Maisa. Rav Nachman says no. Even if you were to open that paragraph with the statement of Rachim Al Yisrael, have compassion on the Jewish people, you will still conclude it with Bonei Yerushalayim. Why? Mishum Shene'emar Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yikonis. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, that God, who is the builder of Yerushalayim, right, will ultimately cause the ingathering of the Jewish people. A Masai Bone Yerushalayim Hashem. When will God rebuild Yerushalayim? Bizman Shenitche Yisrael Yikonis. Ultimately, when the dispersions, right, when the Nidokim, when the dispersion of the Jewish people is gathered. So the Gemara says ultimately that they really are thematically linked. That even if you begin with Rachim, have compassion on the Jewish people, you still go ahead and end it Bonei Yerushalayim, because the rebuilding of Yerushalayim is in and of itself the telltale sign that the dispersed Jewish people have been gathered. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zeira l'Rav Chista, Nisi Mar v'Nisni." So this was very interesting. So Rabbi Zeira says to Rav Chista, "Nisi Mar, come, let's sit down and learn a little bit." Amar Lei, Nisni literally means let's learn. We say it means let's learn Gemara, but it means let's learn Torah Shabbat. Let's learn Torah Shabbat together. Amalei Birkas Mezona Logamrina Vitanuye Masnisa. So he said to him, Rav Chista said back to Rabbi Zeira, I don't even know how to bench, and you want me to go ahead and sit down and learn some Gemara with you? So the Gemara says, Amalei my height. So now Rabbi Zeira says to Rav Chista, what are you talking about that you don't know how to bench? Amar Leis, he said, let me tell you a story. Dikloy lebe Reish Kalusa. I went to the house of Reish Kalusa. Ubrichi birkas mezona. And I led benching. Vizokvi Rav Sheshes likue alai kichivya. And literally, Rav Sheshes straightened out his neck like a snake. And what that's an expression for is, Rav Sheshes was ready to bite my head off. Right? What did he do? Va'amai, he said, what did you do? Rav Sheshes is ready to bite your head off. So va'amai. The Lo Omri, so listen to this. So now Rav Chista says, because when I led benching, the Lo Omri, I didn't make any mention of Bris Mila, Lo Torah, didn't make mention of Torah, Lo Malchus, didn't make any mention of Davidic Kingdom. So I left out all of these themes from benching. So says Rabbi Zeira to Rav Chista, Va'amai Lo Amrit, why didn't you say anything? To which Rav Chista responds, Kid Rav Chanana Amarav, the Amar Rav Chanana Amarav, Lo Amar Bris V'Torah U'Malchus Yatsa. So because Rav says that, for argument's sake, if you left out Bris, Torah, and Davidic monarchy from benching, you're Yotze. Why? Bris Lefi She'enu B'Nashim. If you left out Bris Mila, you're still Yotze. Why? Because Bris doesn't apply to everyone. It doesn't apply to women. Torah U'Malchus, if you left out Torah and Davidic Kingdom, you're also still Yotze. Why? Lefi She'enu Lo B'Nashim V'Lo B'Avadim. It doesn't apply to him. It doesn't apply to servants. So therefore, Rav is of the opinion that the only things that are thematically mandatory in benching are the things that apply to everyone. But the things that only apply to some, if you left it out, b'diavad you're Yotze. So therefore, says Rav Chista, I left out all of these things because Rav says you're still Yotze. So Rabbi Zeira says to Rav Chista, V'ad shafket kol hani tani Kohani Tanai Va'amurai Va'avadata Kirav. So Rav Zev is a little incredulous about this. He says to Rabbi Chista, let me get this right. You went ahead and you gave up the opinion of all of these other Tanam and Amoraim and sided with Rav. Of course, Rav Shesh has got angry at you that you omitted all of these ideas from Birkas HaMazon. Fine. Amar Rav Abrachan Arbi Yochanan. Hatov HaMeitiv, Tzricha Malchus. Shrab Abar Yochanan says the name of Rav Yochanan. Hatov HaMeitiv requires Malchus. You have to say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. My Kamash Malon. So what's the Chiddush? Kol Bracha Shein BaMalchus, Lo Shema Bracha. We have a general idea like this, that any Bracha that doesn't have a mention of Melech, right, of God's monarchical identity, is not called a bracha. V'ha'am, Rabbi Yochanan, I, Rabbi Yochanan said, Chadazim no'am Rabbi Zeira, lomar she'tzricha shtei malchus. Oh, boss, I listen to this. No, so when the Gemara says that, remember now, we're going back to the fourth bracha of benching, right, the bracha that we call Atova Hametiv. So the Gemara is saying, no. When we say that, and this is fascinating, when we say that Atova Hametiv requires malchus, the chiddush over here is that what? It requires a double malchus. Why? You need two mentions of God's monarchical identity. Why? Chada didei, the chada de bone Yerushalayim. You need one for itself and one for bone Yerushalayim. What does it mean, Rabbi? Because remember, the bracha of bone Yerushalayim is just Baruch Ato Hashem, bone bracham of Yerushalayim Omer. Right? Remember, there's no what? There's no Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So therefore, Atova HaMeitiv has to have its own Elokeinu Melech HaOlam plus another mention of Malchus to make up for the bracha bonei Yerushalayim. So I will suggest you should know, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, we do that. That's how we have this, Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Boreinu, Goalinu, but specifically Malkeinu. That extra Malkeinu that's there is actually the Malchus for the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim. The Gemara says like this. So Chadidei Chadidei Yerushalayim. One second. Chadidei Chadidei So I'll be even better. If you're already throwing in all of these malchus, so do one for Atov HaMeitiv, do one for Bonei Yerushalayim, and do one ultimately for what? Right? Ala Aretz Ve'ala Mazon, which also doesn't have Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So the Gemara says, no. Ela Birkas Ha'aretz my time alone, Mishum Dahavi Le Brachas Mucha Lechaverta. No, Birchas Ha'aretz doesn't have it, which is bracha number 2 in Shmona S, right? Because the brachas mucha lechaverta, right? It's right next to the previous bracha of Hazaras HaKol, so it doesn't require malchus. So the Gemara says if that's the case, Bonei Yerushalayim nami lo tibay da havei brachas mucha lechaverta. So Bonei Yerushalayim also shouldn't need malchus. Why? Because it's also juxtaposed to the previous bracha. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Who adin dafili Bonei Yerushalayim nami lo boi? You're right, Bonei Yerushalayim really shouldn't need Malchus. Ela Aidi do Amar Malchus based David. Lav Orach Ara de lo Amar Malchus Shamayim. So the Gemara says, you know what the difference is? That in Bonei Yerushalayim, since we make mention of Davidic monarchy, it's not right to make mention of human monarchy and not make mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's monarchy. Rav Papa Amar Hachigar. Rav Papa says, this is what it means to say. Tzricha Shtei Malchios Lebar Medidei. So Rav Papa actually suggests then in reality, you have to put in the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv two other mentions of God's monarchy in addition to its own. So you get one of Elokeinu Melech HaOlam for Hatov HaMeitiv and two other additional mentions of monarchy, one for Bonei Yerushalayim and one for Hazon HaSakah and one for Ala Aretz Ve'ala Mazon. Yosef Rabbi Zeira Achori D'Rav Gidl, the Yosef Rav Gidl Kamei D'Rav Huna V'Yosef V'Ka'amar. All right, so they're all sitting and saying. This is another very interesting sugya. Ta'av lo hiskir shal Shabbos. Let's say, now we're transitioning for a moment. You forgot Ritzei. This is a very halacha l'maisa case. You forgot Ritzei on Shabbos. So what do? Omer baruch shenasan shabbosos lemnucha liyamo yisra bi'ahava li'os ulebris baruch mekadesh ha'shabbos. There is a makeup bracha. A makeup bracha. You see this formulation, right? Blessed is the one who gave us Shabbosos for rest to the Jewish people with love as a sign, as a bris. Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Amar Lei, Man Amra, Rav, who made this up? Rav made this up. Hado Yosef Vekamar, they sat further and they said, Tavlo Hiskar Shal Yom Tov. What happens if you made a mistake and you forgot Yale V'Yavo on Yom Tov? Omer Baruch Shenos and Yomim Tovim Li'amo Yisrael, L'Simcha U'L'Zikaron, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. You say, blessed is one who is giving Yomim Tovim to the Jewish people for Simcha and to remember. Baruch, blessed is one Mekadish Yisrael Ba'azmanim, who blesses the Jewish people and the Zmanim. Amrali Man Amra, they said, who said this? Rav said it. Hadar Yosef Ikamar, Tavlo Hiskishol Rosh Chodesh. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh and you forget Yale V'Yovo? So this is all in Birkas HaMazon. Omer, Baruch Shenazan Rosh Echadoshem Li Amo Yisrael. Blessed is the one who gave Rosh Chodesh to the Jewish people, the Zikaron, as a remembrance. V'lo Yedana, but I don't know, I Omer Basimcha, whether they mention Simcha in it, Ilo Omer Basimcha, or there's no mention of Simcha. I Chasimba, Ilo Chasimba. Was there a concluding bracha or not a concluding bracha? Idi Dei, Idi Rabbe. Was it Rav who said it, or was it his Rebbe who said it? So the Gemara says, Shavuot said, these are all the make-up paragraphs within Birkas HaMazon. So I just want to point out to you, I don't think they have it in the sitter here. Yeah. So they have it. This is Halacha L'Maisa. That if you don't have this in front of you, but if you look on page 196, they actually have all of these makeup brachos in the event that you omitted Ritzei or you omitted Yale V'Yavo. There are makeup blessings that you can go ahead. You don't have, instead of going back, you could say, now we're going to discuss what the circumstances are. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Gidl Bar Minyumi Hava Koi Kamid Rav Nachman. So Gidl Bar Minyumi was a father of Rav Nachman, and what happened? Ta'o Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching, v'hadra l'resha, and he went back to the beginning. He went back to the beginning of benching. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Amar lei, my time avid marachi gidol. Why did you go back to the beginning of benching? Amar lei, the Amar Rav Shila Amar Rav. Meaning, what he was asking: why don't you just say one of these makeup brachos? Why are you going all the way back to the beginning? So he says, Amar lei, my time avid marachi. Amar lei, the Amar Rav Shila Amar Rav. Because Rav said, if you make a mistake, specifically when you're dealing with, you left out, let's say you left out Yale V'Yavo, you go back to the beginning. But we just learned earlier that Rav said, that's what? That if you made a mistake and you omitted, let's say you omitted Yale V'Yavo, so you can make it up in one of these supplemental brachos. No, Lav Itmar Allah, Amar Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa, Amar Rav. Lo shanu ela shelo pasach ba'hato v'hametiv, ava pasach ba'hato v'hametiv chozer l'rosh. So also listen to this. When is that true that you could use one of the one of the makeup brachos? That's only if you didn't begin the fourth bracha. But once you begin the fourth bracha, then what? You have to go back and start again. So I will say, this is actually very interesting, because this is halacha l'maisa. So it's actually, it's very good. The article actually has this over here. So just so you see how this plays out, if let's say you got to Borei Barachal of Yerushalayim, let's say you went Borei Barachal of Yerushalayim, Amen. Right, you finish the third bracha and you realize that you forgot Ritzei or Yalev Yavo. At that moment, you turn to page 196 and you insert these truncated brachos that essentially represent the theme of Ritzei or Yalev Yavo. Now, tell you another chab. Even if you began the fourth bracha, as long as all you said was Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you could take that Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam and morph it into one of these brachos. However, once you say Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adirin, once you begin to go ahead and recite the actual bracha, then you'd have to go back and begin Birkas HaMazon again. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Idi Bar Amar, Amar Rav Amar, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So once the Gemara talked about forgetting Yalav Yavo and Birkas HaMazon, the Gemara brings it up by Tefillah as well. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, if you forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh in davening, you have to go back and repeat davening. The Birkas HaMazon in Machzirin also. But interestingly enough, if you forgot Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. Amar Li Rav Avin, Li Rav Amram, Maishna Tefillah, Maishna Birkas HaMazon. What's the difference between benching and tefillah? Amar lei, af li didi kashili. He said, you know, I also had this question. V'she'ilte el Rav Nachman. I asked Rav Nachman. V'amar li, and he said to me, minei demar Shmuel lo shmia li. So Rav Nachman said, I never heard anything about this from my Rebbe, Mar Shmuel. Ela, nechzi anan. Rather, you know what, let's put our heads together and try to figure this out. Tefillah, dechovehi, machzirin also. Tefillah, which is obligatory, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to go back and repeat it. Birkas mezona di iboy achil, iboy lo achil, ein machzirin also. So it's also very interesting. When it comes to eating is not obligatory. And therefore, halacha lemaaseh, if you forgot, ya'aleh v'yavo, you don't have to go back. So also, the Gemara is trying to make a distinction over here is the following. That when is ya'aleh v'yavo ma'akiv? When is ya'aleh v'yavo absolutely an indispensable necessity? And that if you omit it, you have to go back and repeat whatever you're doing? That's when you're mandated. That's when you're obligated to do this thing. So like tefillah, which you're obligated to do, if you forget ya'aleh v'yavo, you have to repeat. But on Rosh Chodesh, where there is no din of su'uda, you don't have to have a su'uda on Rosh Chodesh, you're not obligated to eat. Therefore, what if you forget ya'aleh v'yavo? I will say that is halacha lemaisa. That is halacha lemaisa. On Rosh Chodesh, if you forget ya'aleh v'yavo from tefillah, you have to go back because you have to daven. But if you forget ya'aleh v'yavo in benching, you need not go back because you are not obligated to have a meal. But says the Gemara, in that case, elam mi'ata, shabasos yavim topim delo sagi delo ochil, hachi nami di toy hader. But using that logic, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you are obligated to have a meal, if you were to omit ya'aleh v'yavo or etzei, you would have to go back and repeat benching. Amar lei in. He said, yes, that is correct. The Amar Rabbi Shila Amar Rav, ta'a chozer l'rosh. Because Rabbi Shila's name of Rav, that if you made a mistake and you omitted ya'aleh v'yavo or etzei, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. I v'ha Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, ta'a omer baruch shanasan. But we learned you don't have to go back to the beginning, you could just insert one of these makeup brachos. Lav itmar lo, we explained regarding this halacha, lo shanu elo shlo pasach v'atov v'ameitiv. Ava pasach v'atov v'ameitiv chozer l'rosh. Ein achinami. I've also said that, can I use one of these? So the Gemara says, "Unachinami," that the halacha is like this: if you remembered your omission before you began the fourth bracha, then halacha lemaisi use one of these supplemental brachos. But if you only realize your omission after you already began the fourth bracha, meaning you already passed Elokeinu Melech Haolam, then what? Then you must go back and repeat Birkas HaMasa. And I will say that is halacha lemaisi. It's good to have because we have a lot of Yalev v'Yavos coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's interesting, Lef, I should just tell you that Yom Tov we just saw, Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh. Because Chol HaMoed, there's no obligation of Seuda. So if you were to forget Ya'aleh v'yavo, and let's say begin the fourth bracha on Yom Tov, you'd have to go back and repeat benching. But if, let's say, you forgot Ya'aleh v'yavo on Chol HaMoed, where there's no din of Seuda, you would not be obligated to go ahead and repeat Birkas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, Ad Kama Mizamnin. So if you remember again, the Mishnah had a machlokes. The Mishnah had a machlokes about how much you have to eat in order to be part of the mezumin. So we had the Tanakhama said a kizayis, Rav Yehuda said a kibetza, right? So like either Tanakhama olives volume, Rav Yehuda an eggs volume. So the Gemara says like this: the Meimra Rabbi Meir chashev le kizayis, Rav Yehuda kibetza. Is that to say that Rabbi Meir holds that a kizayis is chashev? And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's an egg, because that the first opinion in the Mishnah was Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, we've heard the opposite. This none we learned. Was an interesting case. Let's say someone is in Yerushalayim, and after they left Yerushalayim, they realized that they still have sacrificial meat with them. The Rabbi will say, if you have, you can't eat sacrificial meat outside of Yerushalayim. As you realize, you still have a Schlumman burger with you. You realize you left it in your bag. So you can't take that out. You can't eat that stuff outside of the base confines of the base Hamikdash. So the Gemara says. So now the Shaila is what? Do you have to now? Here's the interesting part. Once you've taken it also out of the precincts of the base Hamikdash, you can no longer eat it. You have to burn it. The Shaila now is, do you have to go back to the Mikdash to burn it, or can you burn it where you are? So the Gemara says, Im Avert Sofim, if you've passed Tzhart Sofim, right, you've already gone past Mount Scopus, then what? Sarfa Bim Komo. Then you burn it where you are. The Imlav, but if you're closer, Choser V'Sarfa Lifnei Abira Me'atzem Aracha. You come back and you burn it by the Mikdash. Ad Kanahim Choser. Now here's the interesting Shaila. How much do you have on you in order to be obligated to go back? Meaning, what's considered to be a significant enough amount that required to go back? Rabbi Meir Omer, Zev Zev B'Kibetza. Rabbi Meir says both cases are an egg's worth. Now, the previous case, the Mishnah, was dealing also with another fascinating case, which was, let's say you're headed to Yerushalayim, and you realize that you have some chametz in your house that you didn't get rid of. So, do you have to go back to get rid of your chametz? So the Gemara says it depends how much chametz you have left. Rabbi Meir says that both cases it's an eggs amount, an eggs volume. So for let's say if you have an eggs volume of chametz that you forgot about, you have to go back and get rid of it. And if you have an eggs amount of eggs volume of of sacrificial meat, you have to go back. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zev Zev Kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, both cases are Kizayis. So we'll say, the point over here is, it's the exact opposite of our Mishnah. Here we have Rabbi Meir going with Kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Kizayis. In our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda who is the Beitza. Rabbi Meir is the Zayis. The Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlef es Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says, no worries. The opinions are mixed up over here. Flip them, and therefore it aligns with our Mishnah. Abayi Amar, the Olam Lo Tefach. Abayi says, no, don't flip them. Hacha Bekrai Pligi. In reality, they are arguing about Ez Machlokis and Apasik. Rabbi Meir Savar, V'achalta Zu Achila, V'savata Zu Shtia, V'achila Kizayis. So Rabbi Meir holds, Achalta refers to eating, Savata refers to drinking, and the shear for being obligated in the Birkas Samozon is what? The regular shear achil, which is a kizayis. Rabbi Huda Savar, v'achalta v'savata. Rabbi Huda reads it as one phrase. You will eat and you will be satiated. Achila shiyesh basviya. That in order to be obligated in benching, you have to what? Not just do any active eating, but an active eating that satiates. And what's that? V'ezazu kebeitza. Right, and ultimately, that's a beitzas amount. So the Gemara says you don't have to align the two mishnayos, but our Mishnah over here is really focusing on their fundamental machlokes and how you read the pasuk. Hasam b'svara pligi, but in the case of the sacrificial meat and the chametz, they're arguing in svara. Rabbi Meir savar chazaraso kitumaso. Rabbi Meir says the obligation to return to burn sacrificial meat is directly related to the halachos of tumah. Matum aso b'kibetza. A food item is only able to become tamei if it's at least the size of an egg. So Rabbi Meir will hold that just like a food is only significant for tuma purposes if it's the size of an egg, so too you only have to go back to burn it if it's sacrificial items, if also it's the size of an egg. Rabbi Huda Sabar, Chazarasa Kisur. Rabbi Huda holds that no, that the shear that will make you go back and burn it is like the shear that would be aser. How much sacrificial meat is aser? How much chametz is aser? Ma isura b'kizayis, af chazaroso b'kizayis. Good. So, vote right now. So, start Mishnah. Keitzad mizamnin. What is the seder for a zimun? Right? What is the seder for a mezumen? B'shlosha omer nevarich. If you have three people together, so you use the lashon of nevarich. Now, we'll say after this, we say rabosai nevarich. But the truth is, in times of the Mishnah, all they said was nevarich. Really, it's the same thing. Nevarich means let us bench. Let us bench, or let us bless. B'shlosh or nevarich. B'shlosh avahu, if there are three people and me, so a total of four, but meaning an additional three, in addition to the mevarich, to the one who's leading. So b'shlosh avahu, omer baruchu. You say bless. What's the difference of the rabosai? If there's a group of three independent of me, then, in essence, I am speaking to the group. And I say to the group, bless, baruch hu. Ba'asara, if there are 10 people, omer nevarich elokeinu. I say nevarich elokeinu. Ba'asara v'hu, if there are 10 people in addition to me, right, omer baruch hu. Again, you see this idea that whenever you have the significant unit, independent of the one who's leading benching, so the leader speaks to the group. Right, so if there are three and one, the leader speaks to the group, Baruch Hu. If there are 10 and one, the leader speaks to the group, Baruch Hu. Okay, V'homer Baruch Hu. I'm sorry? No, it is Baruch Hu Elokeinu. He's just changing the prefix. Alright, I'm sorry. Echad Asara, V'echad Asara Rivo. And this would be true whether you have 10 or whether you have 10,000. We'll discuss what that means in the Gemara. B'meyahu Omer, if you have 100 people, you say Nevarich Hashem Elokeinu, right? So good. B'meyahu, if there are 101, meaning 100 plus him, Omer Baruchu. Again, same formulation, but instead of saying Nevarich Baruchu. B'elef, if you have 1,000 people, Omer Nevarich Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. B'elef v'hu, if there are 1,001, so you're speaking to the group of 1,000, Omer Baruchu. B'rivo, if there are 10,000 people, Omer Nevarich Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzevakos Yoshev Akruvim, Alamazon Sha'achalnu. So if you're leading benching with 10,000 people, you have this much longer formulation. Let us bless to Hashem Elokeinu, the God of the Jewish people, the God of the myriads, Yoshev Akruvim, for this food that we have eaten. But if there are 10,001, so I'm leading the group of 10,000, then what? Omer Baruchu. then ultimately I say same thing, Baruch Hu. Ke'inyan shehu mevarech, the way that the leader begins benching, kach onin acharav. This is how they respond. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavakos, Yoshev Hakruvim ala mazon shachalu. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Lefirov Hakal Heim Mevarechim. So Rabbi Yossi says, in accordance with the size of the gathering of the kal, it determines how you bench. Rashi points out over here, Kimo Sha'amar Shish Chiluk Ben Me'al Asara, Ubein Me'al Li Elef, Ubein Elef Le Revo. It's interesting. So we'll see exactly what Rabbi Yossi seems is contributing, because all Rabbi Yossi seems to be telling us is that the formulation of benching will change depending on the size of the group, which the Mishnah has already explicitly told us. So we'll see in the Gemara what Rabbi Yossi is adding to the Shneimar, b'makilos baruch Hashem Elokim im kor Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Akiva, mamatzinu b'beis hakneses echa merubim ve'echa mu'atim. Omer baruch es Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer baruch es Hashem hamavorach. Now, interestingly enough, Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, I'm not so sure if we make a distinction between numbers of people in your benching groups, because just like in shul, no matter how large the congregation is, we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. How do we open Baruch? We say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, and it doesn't matter if you have 10 people in shul, you have 10,000 people in shul. So it's Rabbi Akiva says perhaps the formulation of benching does not change with the number of people assembled. Rabbi Shmuel just adds in over here, by the way, Rabbi Akiva, we don't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. All right, then we'll stop over here. We'll pick up right here tomorrow, Mirza Hashem.